Alrighty, listeners, this episode is going to sound a little bit different. I'm just recording on my phone because this has been a really crazy week and I'm not at my normal desk right now. But I still hope that this can be a very high quality episode as far as it comes to the information that I am presenting to you. So this is going to definitely be a two-part episode. I'm not sure when the second part will come out, but I know that there is so much information that it will 100% happen. So, realtors are the ways that mortgage lenders make money, at least the main way, right? When you're able to be someone's preferred lender or multiple people's preferred lender, you're kind of made in the shade. The realtor will be suggesting to their clients that they submit a loan application with you and that your charm and knowledge can get them to work with you. A seasoned, trusted realtor who has a preferred lender will succeed when that realtor succeeds. I'd suggest trying to amass as many realtors as possible, earning their trust and creating those really personal bonds with them, right? That's what is really going to make the difference between using something like Rocket Mortgage or just going towards the non-personal route. So you want to have multiple people because you are able to process more loans than they are able to sell houses. It's just the nature of the game. We can do our work from our desks, but realtors have to take time to show houses and do open houses. So, yeah, it's just kind of how it goes. That being said, what is the best way to build those bridges and foster those relationships? The first one is social media. Like, I try to support other realtors on social media. I'm commenting on posts where they're selling homes, when they're talking about educational information, and I'm just making those connections. I'm saying, hey, this is awesome information. This is perfect to share. Or I'm sharing it and tagging them. I'm making sure that I am top of mind and that they know exactly who I am and that I am a mortgage loan originator in their area. So, I'd also suggest taking them out for coffee or a virtual coffee. With COVID, it is tough to figure out how this is done, right? But I've seen people sending out $5 to $10 email to Starbucks gift cards and then saying, hey, like, let's hop on a Zoom at 10 a.m. And that is such a creative way, even with the circumstances that we have, to connect with people and still be able to build those bridges, even if virtually. Know the questions that you're going to ask to them. Nobody really wants someone to get on the phone with them. Realtors are super, super busy. And so you have to think about the fact that, like, you get on the phone with them and then you're just sitting there staring at each other, like, what do I ask this person? Nobody really wants their time wasted, you included. And so I think it's important that you have an idea of the questions that you want to ask them. I like talking about how they got into the industry. I like talking about what keeps them here, things about the area, their background. It's respectful to them. Like, I'm a newer lender, right? And so I'm always going to be coming from the perspective of respect. I'm always going to be wanting to learn from them. And I think people really, really resonate with that, and people really connect because they want to know that you are interested in what they have to say. Everyone wants to feel like the expert, and maybe you can sit there and make someone else feel like they are the one that, has all the knowledge. I think it's a thing of respect. It's not like, oh, I'm trying to steal your business tricks. It's just like, how did you do this? I really respect your business. Tell me about, fostering this work, like your work ethic. Tell me about like building it, right? I also like to send over a small gift. I like creating little gifts and things to send over. So I bought airplane mini bottles of vodka, a can of ginger beer, and a lime. And then I put it in this cute little gift bag with some tissue paper. Then I wrote a note and kind of a cheers and have a Moscow Mule on me. It's something that's relatively cheap, but it's cute, meaningful, and probably won't get thrown away like that branded stress ball or frisbee. Sometimes those items you can get at conventions like swag and cheap plastic dinky items are useless and immediately get thrown away. Think about the way that you handle these items when you get them. It's probably not much different for them either. So I wanted to give you those four tips that I've been doing. And as I come up with more, and as I come up with more that work, I'll be sharing them with you too. Even if you are still studying for your exam, it's really, really important to start thinking about what you're gonna do so you can hit the ground running instead of gearing up everything at once. If you have everything ready to go, That's one less thing you have to think about while you're trying to get all your licensing, fingerprints started up with your company and learning the software. Marketing is something that you've already got done. It's one of the biggest important parts of your business, but it's something that you can kind of like internalize, get a hold of, and then knock out early in the game. So, good luck. And then if you want to, please write into me and share your tips. I would love to hear them. Alrighty, listeners, this episode is going to sound a little bit different. I'm just recording on my phone because this has been a really crazy week and I'm not at my normal desk right now. But I still hope that this can be a very high quality episode as far as it comes to the information that I am presenting to you. So this is going to definitely be a two-part episode. I'm not sure when the second part will come out, but I know that there is so much information that it will 100% happen. So, realtors are the ways that mortgage lenders make money, at least the main way, right? When you're able to be someone's preferred lender or multiple people's preferred lender, you're kind of made in the shade. The realtor will be suggesting to their clients that they submit a loan application with you and that your charm and knowledge can get them to work with you. A seasoned, trusted realtor who has a preferred lender will succeed when that realtor succeeds. I'd suggest trying to amass as many realtors as possible, earning their trust and creating those really personal bonds with them, right? That's what is really going to make the difference between using something like Rocket Mortgage or just going towards the non-personal route. So you want to have multiple people because you are able to process more loans than they are able to sell houses. It's just the nature of the game. We can do our work from our desks, but realtors have to take time to show houses and do open houses. So, it's just kind of how it goes. That being said, what is the best way to build those bridges and foster those relationships? The first one is social media. Like, I try to support other realtors on social media. I'm commenting on posts where they're selling homes, when they're talking about educational information, and I'm just making those connections. I'm saying, hey, this is awesome information. This is perfect to share. Or I'm sharing it and tagging them. I'm making sure that I am top of mind and that they know exactly who I am and that I am a mortgage loan originator in their area. So, I'd also suggest taking them out for coffee or a virtual coffee. With COVID, it is tough to figure out how this is done, right? But I've seen people sending out $5 to $10 email to Starbucks gift cards and then saying, hey, like, let's hop on a Zoom at like, 10 a.m. And that is such a creative way, even with the circumstances that we have, to connect with people and still be able to build those bridges, even if virtually. Know the questions that you're going to ask to them. Nobody really wants someone to get on the phone with them. Realtors are super, super busy. And so you have to think about the fact that, like, you get on the phone with them and then you're just sitting there staring at each other like, what do I ask this person? Nobody really wants their time wasted, you included. And so I think it's important that you have an idea of the questions that you want to ask them. I like talking about how they got into the industry. I like talking about what keeps them here, things about the area, their background. It's respectful to them. Like, I'm a newer lender, right? And so I'm always going to be coming from the perspective of respect. I'm always going to be wanting to learn from them. And I think people really, really resonate with that, and people really connect because they want to know that you are interested in what they have to say. Everyone wants to feel like the expert, and maybe you can sit there and make someone else feel like they are the one that, has all the knowledge. I think it's a thing of respect. It's not like, oh, I'm trying to steal your business tricks. It's just like, how did you do this? I really respect your business. Tell me about, fostering this work, like your work ethic. Tell me about like building it, right? I also like to send over a small gift. I like creating little gifts and things to send over. So I bought airplane mini bottles of vodka, a can of ginger beer, and a lime. And then I put it in this cute little gift bag with some tissue paper. Then I wrote a note and kind of a cheers and have a Moscow Mule on me. It's something that's relatively cheap, but it's cute, meaningful, and probably won't get thrown away like that branded stress ball or frisbee. Sometimes those items you can get at conventions like swag and cheap plastic dinky items are useless and immediately get thrown away. Think about the way that you handle these items when you get them. It's probably not much different for them either. So I wanted to give you those four tips that I've been doing. And as I come up with more that work, I'll be sharing them with you too. Even if you are still studying for your exam, it's really, really important to start thinking about what you're going to do so you can hit the ground running instead of gearing up everything at once. If you have everything ready to go, that's one less thing you have to think about while you're trying to get all your licensing, fingerprints started up with your company and learning the software. Marketing is something that you've already got done. It's one of the biggest important parts of your business, but it's something that you can kind of like internalize, get a hold of, and then knock out early in the game. So good luck. And then if you want to, please write into me and share your tips. I would love to hear them.